you have any siblings?
I have two step-siblings.
Okay. If you could say anything to both of them or one of them right now, what would you say?
God, I have no idea.
Oh, man, that's easy. I love them and I miss them.
Quit being heads. Stop working so hard.
I would say that they should do more chores around the house and not give me as many.
That I love and respect them.
I don't know. What's for dinner?
Pay me my money.
Congratulations on your wedding, Lindsay. I love you.
Good luck growing taller than me.
Oh, it's been a long time since I've seen them, so I'd really like to say I love you if I could.
I miss you guys. Come visit me out here.
You're a good brother. Woo. I don't know. He's right there.
I'd say I wish you were here.
And I would say you are the best siblings ever.
It's not positive.
Hi.
You're the best.
I would say that I love them very much. They are doing a great job. They're awesome people, and I'm so proud to be their oldest sister.
Go get yourself a stress management class. I'm so happy you're my brother.
Hi, Peter. How's it going?
I love you both very much. You're the best sisters I could ever hope to have.
To my brother, good luck in school. And to my sister, good luck with the move.
Seize the day. Enjoy life in the moment.
YOLO.
Those are the answers Rachel got when she walked around downtown Fremont and asked people what they would say to their siblings if they could say anything.
I think those answers summarize what it means to be a sibling. Most of the time, you hate them. Sometimes they bug you, but all the time you love them, even if it's grudgingly.
As you may have guessed, our theme for the day is siblings!
Which I have two.
And I have four.
And because Amina and I are doing this podcast, I, Rachel Wright Cheng Li Lam, I am declaring today on radio on the internet that August 2nd is National Siblings
but
Day.
But Rachel, wait, there's already Siblings Day.
No.
Yeah, there is. National Siblings Day is April 10th.
National Siblings Day, for everyone who's listening, is today. So if you didn't buy your...
You don't believe me, you can look it up.
Okay. Regardless, my name is Rachel Lam.
And I'm Amina Ibrahim.
And we're your hosts for today's show.
Radioactive is a youth journalism program at KUOW.
94.9.
Where 8 students have the opportunity to produce a daily podcast.
And learn all the tools necessary to create them.
Last night, we asked our siblings some questions. I have two brothers and two sisters. Anissa, age 26, Omar, 24, Baiza, 22, and Yusuf, 19.
Here we go.
How would you describe our relationship?
I think that our relationship is vibrant. We have a relationship that's very dynamic. Some days I feel like I need to be your mother, and in other days we're best friends.
I think we have a pretty good relationship. I like you. You don't like me all the time, but I like you.
We have a fun, comfortable, loving relationship where we can be very open with each other and talk about anything without passing judgment on one another.
I would say our relationship at times can be your typical big brother, little sister relationship. We definitely get at each other sometimes. You know, it's not perfect. But at the end of the day, you and I are both very close. And we can talk to each other about almost anything. I enjoy it. You're a great little sister when you want to be. Just peachy. So fine, like lemon lime in the summertime.
If you could say one thing to me, what would it be?
Only one thing?
Yes, only one thing.
That is not fair. Be more observant. It's all right to take your eyes off the bigger picture as long as you take the time to appreciate and enjoy the smaller and finer things in life.
You're awesome because you are my sister.
Take it easy sometimes. Stop wearing your emotions on your sleeves.
Boom shakalakalaka. Would you like to explain that?
You are a lover of spontaneity, and I felt like that was spontaneous.
Lemon lime in the summertime. I love your brother. I can't rhyme like that off the top of my head. I could try, but then I might die. Try die. Huh? It worked.
My favorite was boom shakalaka because it actually surprised me coming from my sister.
My sister, I only have one, is 19. Her name is Catherine, and she is a starchitarian, My brother, it's the same word, is 10 years old, and he likes three things: playing baseball, reading about baseball, and listening to baseball.
Here's what they told Rachel.
Hello, my name is Jared. La, 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 la.
How would you describe our relationship?
It's like a moldy piece of bread because it starts out tasting kind of awesome and then it gets really nasty, like disgusting. Like, I don't even want to look at it. But then it's cool because you can turn it into a science project no matter how nasty it is. So that's a perk.
Moldy pieces of bread smell funky.
That's why you stick it in a plastic bag and hide it away so nobody else can see it.
Jared, how would you describe our relationship?
You are my sister and I am your brother.
Would you like to elaborate on that?
No.
Anyway, is there anything you want to tell me if you knew there would be no repercussions?
I honestly think that you stole a bunch of my stuff.
She's a jerk. Just kidding, Catherine. I love you if you're listening to this.
Describing your guys' relationship as a piece of moldy bread made my day.
Yeah. I wouldn't describe it like that, so she kind of hurt my feelings. My brother hated doing the interview. He said it was the most boring thing in the world, and I had to bribe him with a candy bar to get him to do it.
Oh, siblings, don't you just love them?
No, I hate them all.
Sisters, sisters. There were never such devoted sisters. Never had to have a chaperone, no sir.
Our amazing friend Maddie Eubank interviewed her two cousins.
Ella and Mercy have a almost theatrical relationship.
They argue, they fight, they bother, and they scream.
And they sing.
Like a Disney musical.
This is a battleground, marked by a hole in the drywall from an arrow that missed its target. Socks, hair ties, and little bits of dignity are scattered around the hallway. On either end is a door, one for each sister. A tumbleweed drifts in from the bathroom.
Ow! She touched me! Get her off! Get her off!
Oh, God! Her foot touched my glasses! Disgusting!
Can I come in?
I said no.
Can I come in?
Make her shut up or I'll shoot
her. Can I come in?
She poked me.
Get your legs off of me!
I did not break it. It just won't turn on.
That's for the third time you...
I fell! And the phone fell with me.
These are my cousins, Ella and Mercy. Ella, 13, is the tender and talkative one. Mercy, 12, is the sharp and sarcastic one.
I hate her. She hates me. We're a happy family?
They're just like ketchup and mustard, if ketchup and mustard hated each other.
How would you describe your relationship with your sister?
She sucks.
How about, what's your favorite memory of Mercy?
When she sleeps, because there is no sound.
Mercy.
When she was little, we had this like Barbie thing because we were really little, and it had like a crank up elevator, like you've seen those probably. And so my sister, she had a wiggly tooth. We tied a string to her tooth, put it on the crank, and cranked her tooth out.
I came to visit them for the weekend, and at the end of my trip, on the way back to the airport, Ella came up with the best analogy.
Now when you look at Norma Girl's Barbie dolls, you'll see the blonde hair, blue eyes.
Typical German.
Red lips. And then, of course, then you go to our house, and you see just this one doll with a buzz cut. Tattoos and super short hair and like clothing that just doesn't even match well at all. Now there is probably, if you think about it, an expression of my family. The crazy people.
Ella and Mercy have been a bald Barbie for a long time, fighting with each other as long as I can remember. In fact, I can't remember 5 whole minutes when they got along together. Sometimes I wonder if they will ever be as close as our mothers are, as close as sisters are supposed to be, or if instead they will sever their ties. Right now, the latter seems more likely.
So pick 5 words, the perfect words for your sister.
Freak, nerd, and Okay, that's geek, freak, nerd. I have two more.
Very arrogant. Ow, she kicked me. Very violent. annoying.
But maybe there's hope.
Self-centered. Okay. But can be kind.
Boring. And creative.
When you are in extreme trouble, like if you're in jail, she would break you out. That's good. That is very good.
That's good.
Hey, I'm Ella. My little sister's name is Mercy, and you're listening to Radioactive.
I'm waking up. I feel it in my bones. Enough to make my systems blown. Welcome to the new age. To the new age. To the new age. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa.
We are
radioactive. Radioactive.
No more. You know what?
Haha. Better singer. Beat that, sucker.
You are not a better singer.
For Radioactive, this is Madeline Eubank.
That story kind of reminded me of my own relationship with my sisters. I liked it when Ella said her favorite memory of Mercy is when she sleeps, because there's no sound.
It may have reminded you of your relationship, but Ella and Mercy's relationship was my sister and my relationship when we were younger. We fought all the time over everything. Although you could still tell that we loved each other, kind of like Ella and Mercy. But maybe you need to be a sister so that you can hear the love leaking through the hatred.
Or just have a family where you have siblings.
It's a true story.
Thank you all for listening to our podcast. And remember to check us out at kuow.org/radioactive.
Or like us on Facebook at Radioactive Youth Media.
Thank you, Maddie Eubank, for her amazing story.
And the other Radioactivians, Ian Dongla, Shrikar Pitamaka,
and Kendra Hanna, Isaac Noren, and Carlos Nieto.
And of course, my wonderful yet sick co-host, Amina Abraham. And when I say sick, I literally mean sick. A lady came in after having a fever last night. Overachiever, anyone?
And my co-host, Rachel Lum, who re-interviewed her siblings because the first files got messed up.
And when she says messed up, it means I didn't follow the instructions and it's all my fault.
And special thanks to our amazing and wonderful mentors, Lila Katayev.
I like her glasses. And Jinia Sarno. I like her bangs.
And thank you all for listening to our podcast.
Tune in next Thursday for another podcast from Amina and I.
See you next Thursday.
See you next Thursday. See you next Thursday. I will watch.
Family.
I got all my sisters and me.